This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I didn't share this in the first service, and I just brought it up almost parenthetically in the second service, but it seemed to become part of the message, and that it's this. Annie and I have been watching, by accident, a television series that we found about the Amish. It's called Amish, Out of Order, about people who have left the Amish lifestyle, left the Amish religion. It's been fascinating. Focuses on Missouri, but it's also focused on places like Shipshewana, Indiana, north central Indiana, where there's a large Amish community. There's Amish in Florida, which I didn't know that before. And it's 10 episodes of a man who's in the business of helping people come out of the Amish. And he's formed an ex-Amish support group, and he helps a lot of these young people, they're 20-somethings, to get jobs and to get an education. Get this, to help them get a Social Security card in a lot of cases, to get a driver's license, because they have none of that. And it's fascinating. And Annie and I weren't prepared for the man finally, at one of the final episodes, the 9th episode, I think, bearing his soul, where he's talking about his problems and his struggle with being in the Amish. He had a father who beat him mercilessly. I mean, I couldn't even describe to you the horror that he described about his beatings as a boy. And you can imagine the hostility and anger and the regrets that he has out of his childhood. And he has a come to Jesus moment. He really does. And you have to see it to understand what I mean, where he realizes it's not just about religion, it's about coming to Jesus. You see, Jesus is everything. The older I get, the more I realize it's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about religion, and it's not about doctrine, ultimately, and it's not about what faith are you and what denomination are you. It all boils down to who Jesus is and what he is. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is the resurrection and the life, why wouldn't it be all about him? Why wouldn't it all be about him? It's all about a person. A personal relationship. What I want to give you is, like I did last week, 4 statements out of the text. Number one, I'd like for you to write down this. Being a Christian has its risk, but it's worth it. Being a Christian has its risks, but it's worth it. What are the risks of being a Christian in 2015? Well, we're seeing in the Middle East, death. You know, people are being executed, not because they're a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Lutheran or a Catholic or whatever. They're being executed because they believe that Jesus is Lord. That's it. You believe in Jesus, you're dead. You claim to follow him, you're dead. Believing in Jesus has become enough to sentence people to die. But in our culture, I think what more people experience than anything else is rejection. You may not even know this, but there are people in your family or extended family who weren't excited when they heard you became a Christian. They weren't jumping up and down when they heard you became a believer. They wish you'd rotten up like the rest of us. They wish you would become like you used to be, maybe be a little shadier than you are now, not quite as truthful as you are now, not quite as transparent as you are now. We miss the old you. And I told you this last week, true story, a man who said he wanted to go to hell because he said, that's where my friends are. That's why I want to go to hell. That's where my buddies are. And that, unfortunately, captures for me the attitude of a lot of people about the culture. Being a Christian has its risk, but it's worth it because of the one we serve, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection, and the life.
We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow. Crosshope.org is our website, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.